Welcome, everybody. Glad to see you all here. My name is Andrew. Some of you know. Some of you I've never met before. Yeah, I can't hear me with the microphone either. It's strange. Put it a little closer to my mouth. So we're going to do a practice today. We're going to do a series of practices. It's usually a little bit longer, so we're going to laser focus it a little bit. And because of that, I'm not going to give too much framing or context at the beginning. So if you're interested about, intersubjectivity, intersubjective awakeness, then come and grab me. We have 5 more days here. I promise you, talk your ear off. Perfect. Come. So the series of things that we're going to do is based off of a metaphor. It's a very simple metaphor. And the metaphor is that your life is like a massive mansion, a giant house. And in that house, there are an almost infinite number of rooms. An almost infinite number of rooms. Is that better? Yeah. That's weird. There's one room in that house that is just yours. Everything in your life has happened in this room. Everything that will ever happen in your life is in this room. Not only are you alone here, but nobody else could possibly ever be here with you. This is your space. You are free within this space to do as you please. You are safe here. You are alone here. It's just yours. There are an almost infinite number of rooms in this house, but this room is just yours. So I have a room like that in my mansion. John, over there, and I also have a room together. And in that space, the same exact things apply as do in my own room. In that room, John and I are perfectly alone. We are the only people who will ever be there. We are the only people who can ever be there. That room is different from my room. And it's different from John's room. We get to determine what happens there. We get to determine what color the rugs are, what kind of furniture happens in there. It's a weird way of saying it. We get to determine what language we speak in there. And there's a possibility or a potential in that room that doesn't exist anywhere else. There aren't a lot of... John is one of the only people I know in this room, so John and Chris and I also have a room. That room is different from Chris and my room. It's different from John and my room. It's different from my room by myself. Does anybody know how many unique rooms there are just in this physical room then? From a certain way of looking, yeah. But just for the people sitting here. Yeah, and it's a lot, yeah. So this is one room with us here together. This room is different than if, I don't know your name, what's your
name?
Lie? Like Eli, okay. That's a different room than if Eli leaves by himself. So I think there's like, let's say 24 people in here. That's 2 to the 23rd. It's a really big number. Now 2 to the 24th. So the first thing that we're going to do, and if you want to, you can close your eyes, is just get a feeling for that. Sorry, yeah, no. Just get a feeling for your own room. Get a feeling for your own room. And I'll use a couple of different words at this point because some words work better for some people. So this may feel like a room, like a space. It may feel like a stream or a kind of flow. But just kind of feel into this metaphor that there is this space that your life is happening within that is just yours. I'll say at this point, too, this is not the kind of exercise where you can do something wrong or really where you can do something right. What is it like to take that metaphor in and just feel it out in your experience? And whatever that experience is like, that's your experience of tuning into this metaphor now. If anything that I start saying just does not make sense, if you don't have any basis... When we do some of the exercises, if you don't have any basis for what it is that I'm talking about, just return to this place. Just feel out what it is like to be in your room. That all of this experience is happening in this place, this space. If your eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to open them. and notice your visual experiences in this space too. We can sometimes get distracted or focused on the objects in our visual space, but all of that is just happening in the same space. Your experience of all of these people in this room is all happening there. Okay? So we're going to break up into twos. So find somebody to work with. And we're going to sit across from each other. And I hope the numbers work out. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Yes. That's great. Okay. So, we're going to be shifting contexts a couple times today. So the first thing I want you to notice is, did you leave that space to go and find somebody and sit across from them? Do you have to do anything to pop that lens back on, to pop back into that metaphor? Or is it here? So, between the two of you, let's just actually say this is easier for me. Whoever has the longer hair, you're going to be partner A. If you can't figure that out, just raise your hand. I'll give you a hand. No, everybody's good? Okay, good groups. So partner A. Right now, you don't have to do anything else. You're just looking at your experience in this way, with this metaphor. Yeah. So the metaphor basically is your life is like a giant mansion, and it has an almost infinite number of rooms. In that mansion, there's one room that is just yours, where all of your life has taken place, where all of it will take place. In that mansion, there's a room just for you and me. We're having an experience at the moment that nobody else here is privy to. And the same thing applies to that. Nobody can be in that room. It's just our space. That's a different space from my room. It's a different space from your room. It's different from the space that I have with John. It's different from the one that the three of us share together. So that's the metaphor. So the one that we're working with now is just get that feel of this room, this space, this stream, this flow within which your life is happening. So partner A with the long hair, I believe, yeah? Long hair goes first. Partner A, you don't have to do anything else right now. You are just sitting in your room. What is it like to be in this space? Partner B, you're going to, we're a little too far, yeah, sorry. Partner B, shorter hair, attune to the being in front of you. Attune. Feel them out. What is it like to be with this being in front of you? You cannot go into their experience. You cannot go into their room. But just be with them. What qualities do you notice about this being in front of you? What does their room feel like to you? What is it like just to recognize this is a unique being? The only one in all time and space like this one. What's the emotional tone like? The energetic quality? So I'm going to give you a couple minutes if you want to share, either of you, about what this is like. You are free to, but don't feel compelled to. Okay. Whatever it is that you're sharing, whatever it is that you're saying, let it be enough. Let it come to rest. No need to cut it off prematurely, but let it come to rest. Okay. So shake that off. However it is you need or want to do that. And we're going to switch that. So partner B, if you need to, feel back into that metaphor that we started with. You're just here in your room where you have always been, where you will always be, welcoming whatever experience it is that's happening here. I'll just make a note too, because it looked in the last one like some of you sort of tuned out from the person across from you. You don't have to do that. You can pay attention to them. You can not pay attention to them. But whatever it is that's happening, just recognize it is happening within this space. So that's you, partner B. Right? Yeah, partner B is in their own room. I always get... I need you to wear hats or something. Partner A. What is it like to be with this utterly unique, alive, awake being in front of you? Tune into them as they are paying attention to their own mind, space, life flow. Nope. What qualities do you notice? Does it seem like a busy room? What's the emotional tone? Okay, and again, if it feels natural, if it pours out of the delight of your being, then you can share with each other what that experience was like, but you don't have to.
Impression is, well, must be there for
Okay. Whatever it is that you're saying, let it be enough. Okay. Shake that one off too. This one, I'm going to guess for most people, it's probably going to be best if you are looking at each other. But you don't have to. So it's probably best for this if you are looking at each other, but you don't have to. So for this one, pay attention to the room that the two of you share. This space, this place, this relationship, this shared experience, that only the two of you will ever be inside. What are the qualities of this room? What's the emotional tone? What emotions are clearly welcome here? And what might not be? What is your experience like in this room? And what are the two of you sharing as experience? What are the potentials of this room? Why are you in this room? A question many of you may be asking yourself. Does it feel like this room has a purpose? So again, if it emerges from the overwhelming delight of your being, you're welcome to share with each other about what that is like. Whatever it is that you're sharing, let it be enough. Let it come to rest. No need to cut it off prematurely, but let it come to rest. Going to shake it off as a group in a second. Yeah, let's do that. Get up. Move your body a bit if you want to. And just walk around the room for a second. And find a place to sit down. Just without too much thought or consideration. First chair you see. Second chair you see. So, damn it. We're not going to talk about that right now. We will talk about it at the end. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. Let's take a moment. We don't have to say anything about it. But for a second, just drop the framework. Drop the framework. Drop the metaphor. We are just sitting in this room as 24 people, 25, 26 people. Is there anything that feels like it needs to be urgently said? Okay. You feel the separation. Do you who is your partner? Do you know each other? It just was from that? Yeah.
I can't drop the framework.
Why? Yeah. Like robots. I'm really curious about that. I think we're going to move on. I'm really curious about that. Can you describe the deadness?
Functionality of feeling. Until the functionality.
So there's a lot, obviously, that we could go into and explore, and I think let's go to the next step, the next thing.
I like that space between frames. It's just being. It's peaceful.
I normally do this for a very extended period of time, days. So the things that we're touching on, we really have the time to explore together. All of it. I'm going to do something I actually find a lot of difficulty doing. I feel very uncomfortable with most of the time. And I'm going to kind of pinch that off so we can move into the second half of this. Because it'll be hard to stop at 12, I think, if we don't do that. So when we're already probably going to run a little bit over. So, okay. So what we just did was one set of practices that I tend to put in a series of about five. We're just going to touch the second one. And we're going to do it internally as an inquiry rather than with each other. So, I'll find a place to sit. Close your eyes if you would like to. Find a comfortable position. And see if you can slide back into that metaphor. Does it take any effort? Back into your room, Chris. You're welcome. And we're just quickly going to inquire into one thing. Is there any difference Is there any separation between you and this room? If you can find that difference, just investigate it. Is there any difference between the space within which your experience is happening and that experience? And then we're going to move on to another, I'll use the word view, another metaphor, another way of orienting to experience. What is it like if you look at your experience as if it is emanating from you? Emanating is an English word which means appearing out of, pouring out of, like a fountain, like water out of a fountain. So the switch here again is from experience happening within this room to experience emanating from you, pouring out of you, like cherry blossoms on a tree. All experience the product of your infinitely creative being. And we're going to split up into twos again. So find someone sitting next to you. I'll let you know what to do. Don't worry about it. Okay. So let's do the same pattern. Partner A, longer hair. Is there someone without a partner? Where? How did that happen? Somebody escaped. We'll practice, but I'll be moving around too, okay? All right. Okay, so partner A, long hair. Same basic form. But now, all experience is appearing as the outpouring of your infinite creativity. Creativity, I think I meant to say. Came out a little sideways. All experience is emanating from you. What is it like to look at experience that way? If that's difficult or if it's frustrating, what is it like to look at that frustration as being your emanation, as pouring out of you? Yeah, go, yeah. Partner B. Partner A, you just can sit with that. Partner B, short hair, not you, Terry. Partner B, short hair. You're going to do the same thing, except you're doing it from the being in front of you. Meaning, see what it's like to look at all of your experience as being the outpouring of the infinitely creative being in front of you. Like all experience, this entire world is pouring out of them. Out of this infinitely creative being. Everything you can see, sense, feel, your thoughts, sounds, and sights, they are all appearing as the manifestation of the being in front of you. What is that like? What is it like to receive someone that deeply? Partner A, long hair. What is it like to be received that deeply? And if you want to, you can share what that is like for the two of you. Wherever you are, whatever you're sharing, let it be enough. No need to cut it off prematurely, but let it come to rest. Let it come to rest. This one, it's probably a good idea to shake this off harder than you think you have to. Really go for it. Embarrass yourself. Okay? And we're going to do the same thing in the other direction. So partner B, with short hair, see if you can shift back into that way of looking at your experience. This is partner B, short hair. That everything that is happening is the emanation of your being. Like water spurting out of a fountain. Partner A, with long hair. That's you, Terry, yeah. Look at your experience as being the emanation of the being in front of you. Everything that happens, everything that you can feel, sense, every thought, every sound you hear, everything that you can see, it is all pouring out of the infinitely creative being in front of you. What is it like to receive another being so deeply? Partner B, short hair, what is it like to be received this deeply? And if you want to share, feel free to. Okay. Let that come to rest. Let it come to rest.
Said hello. It's good to see you.
Let it come to rest. I think I said that a couple times, yeah? Yeah. One more thing. Shake that one off as well. Get yourself out of the other person's being. And like when we were paying attention to the room that you shared with your partner, what is it like for the two of you together to look at all of your experience as emanating from the unique shared being that the two of you are? All experience, thought, feeling, sensation, bursting out of the infinitely creative being that the two of you are. It's an exercise, yeah. Yeah, do it with each other. Yeah, same one, same thing. You're with your partner, just like when we were looking together at the shared room that you were both in, we're looking at all experience, everything that you can think and smell and touch and see and feel, all of it is emerging out of the shared being, the infinitely creative being that you two are together. Or if it's easier, get a sense of the room that you share with your partner and experiences emanating out of that room. If it feels natural to you, feel free to share with each other. Let it come to rest, and we'll come back in a circle together before we close. I think we're good. Yeah. And shake it off if you want to. It's just for the clock, actually. That's what I, let me know when it's 12. I want to say something really quickly because safety came up. I do not tend to do these practices just with people off of the street. I also don't tend to do them this packed in together. There's usually a lot more time. And I do usually enter a weekend or a week of doing stuff like this with a bit of a caution, which is that the things that we're playing with are really fundamental boundaries and ways of drawing up our identity, who we are and what is real. So if anything happens for you in the next couple of weeks or months and it's not a good thing and it feels like it's related to this, then get in touch. Get in touch with me. Get in touch with somebody, definitely. I might not be the best person, in fact, probably am not the best person to help you with that, but I can definitely point you in the right direction. Having said that, that's never happened. Just a cautionary note, okay? Okay. Do you want to maybe do the...
No, I want to say that I think it's very brave of you to hold this space alone. I feel it's a kind of a work that's got lots of potentiality and that can turn in any possible direction, and it's not an easy work to do. And I feel that, I felt embarrassed in parts of the work that we have been doing. I also felt very connected with myself. I felt lost in highly conceptual thoughts Sometimes I felt I just wanted to run around and break the flow completely. And if this is all the kind of experience that you can take out from such an easy metaphor and an easy exercise, I understand why you are posing this safety measure. And I think this is a work that needs to be held in a team. And I wanted to give it you as a feedback for this session or for your future work. Sorry, yeah?
I think that's true, and I also do not feel alone here, actually. There are people who are here at the conference. There are people who are not at the conference who hold this space for me, and I actually, and this is not a metaphor, I feel them here. I rely on them, I draw on them. And I think, yes, that's true. It's a lot easier when I can point at someone in the room or they can pick up something that I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Andrew, this is the first time that I've participated in you doing this. And for me, what you're doing is really profound, really, really profound. And I'm aware that because we're kind of integral folks who have a strong consciousness, sometimes it might have been easier for you to kind of explain first so that it lands in the mind so people are like, oh, okay, I get what we're doing. But I also get that you didn't have time to do that. So I just want to say a couple of things that that were present for me. So, you know, one, this really pointed to the relativity of all experience, that everyone's experience is completely relative, that we're all living inside our own bubbles. And we tend to believe that there's an out there world, which is absolutely true for all of us. And that's absolutely not true, right? And that's a really profound thing for us to get. The relativity of all of our perspectives, okay? The second thing that was really present for me was how edgy the most simple thing of just spending time in eye-to-eye contact with another human being is. Like, I found myself, you know, I would leave my room to be in contact with this person. How hard that was to just stay. So that's core patterning stuff. That's stuff that we learn at the very earliest ages, and it's probably stuff that we struggle with, most of us, our whole lives. And then the last piece for me was to do with how consciousness is actually like the non-dual state that is at the root of consciousness, the integral, you know, helps us understand from all of these traditions. It's emerging from every point of awareness in this room right now as everything. So it's not coming from a single point. It's arising from every point all the time as everything. So I just experienced, you know, like when I'm sat in my dyad and we're exploring that, that's a small little microcosm of the creation of reality that's happening moment to moment from all of the points of consciousness that are here in this room in human and non-human form all the time. So I just wanted to share a couple of those things because I'm getting like what you're doing is really profound. And I understand that if you have more time, then you have the opportunity to explain it in a way that, you know, people who like concepts first would find helpful. Yeah.
Seems like when we go to that space that doesn't require words, it lays down this pathway that's enduring. And with my two partners, I haven't done this before. I know when I look at them later on, I'm going to be able to open that groove again, that space. And it's not just with them. It's having that awareness that that groove is actually a pathway with everyone. And just intentionally setting that. So I love this because it's beyond the words now. It's part of our experience. And I thought what might be helpful at times is some instructions around getting the visceral out of the way, because that overexposure at times shows up so viscerally in us. But helping us to, you know, be mindful of quieting it down so we can just be in that space in between, you know, where the connection actually is. It was great. I enjoyed it.
I actually appreciate that you didn't have time to explain everything, because for me that leaves more mystery to happen. If I get too analytical about what I'm supposed to do, then I focus too much. But if I don't completely understand, then that allows that greater thing to, yeah, it opens up for me. So I actually appreciate that you weren't able to explain everything.
What time is it?
12. Let me just
I will stick around. I just want to, but just for, if you were, yeah. Yeah, no, I know. To sort of close officially, I will sit here as long as anybody wants to talk to me. I will keep talking, or we can go to lunch together. But just to close officially, I'm going to touch on something that John just mentioned. Could call it omnicentric. Yeah? This is not something that we're just doing because we're doing this practice together. There's something really, I want to be very careful with this, but there's something very basic about how things work that we're tapping into this way. And just let that rest in your mind, that the beings in this room, this physical room, that now have a much richer shared room together because of having shared this experience, which looks directly at that, are also in this larger space of, I don't know, 400, 500 people at this resort for this weekend, and that we've come together intentionally. That intention might not be explicit. For some of us, it might be. But there's also this deeper sense of, I don't know what the word for that is, whatever that gesture is, like a wave coming into shore. And I want you to take a moment and just imagine or think of or feel for the best possible intention that you can. What is your deepest well wish for this life, for this room, and for this conference? Don't need to name it. And it might feel very faint or very far away, but wherever it is, just get a sense of it if you can. Take a moment and just look around the room, the people that we've shared this experience with. If you have a wish or a prayer, you can say it internally. I will say, let our actions, let our participation with each other be this intention in flesh and life. Thank you, everybody.